This is the new TC Pride Podcast, episode 121, on location at the Women's Club of Minneapolis for the Doors Open Minneapolis kickoff reception. TC Pride Podcast on location at the Women's Club of Minneapolis, and I am here with
Diane Henry,
Aspen Heeb,
Jill Litwin,
Nina Katzung.
And I understand you all are members, ambassadors of sorts for the club.
Exactly, right.
What? How long have you been a member?
24 years. It's a great place to meet people and just provides a wonderful social outlet. And we do community outreach programs too, which are really close to my heart. We work on programs for women and children. And we have a project going on every single month almost.
How long have each of you been members?
I've been a member 2 years, a newer member, and it's one of the best things I've ever done. Again, like Nina said, love the social outlet. Women come from all different places across the city, all kinds of backgrounds, and it's been a wonderful experience.
I've been a member for 2 years as well. The reason why I joined is I moved back to Minnesota, and all of the students that I was a student with at the U of M were married or moved on. So I was just looking for reaching out to new women as well as the community outreach I'm involved in as well.
And Diane, you're a membership chair. It sounds like that public service, that community service aspect is really important to a lot of your members.
It is. It's our mission. Our club mission is to help women and children issues. So we've done that since 1907. We've given over $5 million in scholarship donations to women and children's needs. So, yeah.
It's a great place to come and eat dinner, lunch.
And brunch, I hear, on the weekends, right?
We have one of the best brunches in town. We also have a fabulous circulating library for our members who are readers. If you play bridge, I don't. But we have lots of bridge groups and other informative programs.
Well, thank you very much, all of you, and enjoy the rest of the night.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Belia Jimenez Lorente, Operations Manager. We are a historic building. The Women's Club was formed 113 years ago by 39 women. In about 20 years later, they started the construction of the building. We bought the land and hired the same architect that built the Fauché Towers, actually, Leon Arnal is his name, and he built the club for women, by women, and that's who we are. Well, they can check us on our website or come and visit or call us. We have a website, of course, and online is the best way of finding things these days, I'm told, yes.
Jill Hornbacher.
And Ron Orlando.
We're with Comcast.
And you are one of the sponsors of this initiative.
Yes, we're the presenting sponsor.
Comcast is committed to the city of Minneapolis. We actually do a lot of our residential and business here. We care so much about this community and have made an impact in it over the past several years. So we're proud to be able to welcome and partner with the city to open the doors and show everybody all the great things that Minneapolis has to offer. A lot of what we're focused on at Comcast is actually helping the community, not only powering it up from a residential and technology perspective for residents and for businesses. We offer gig services for businesses and residents. But another thing that we're really proud of is our commitment to the community and helping to bridge the digital divide. So we work hard to help low-income individuals and connect them to the internet through our Internet Essentials program.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for all you're doing for the community and for sponsoring this this event tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Joseph Waters, Firefighters Hall and Museum in Northeast Minneapolis. Well, we're a fire history museum, so we talk about the history of the Minnesota Fire Service. We do educational programs for both youth, for kids, youth, and adults. And then basically, if you have an ancestry in the Minneapolis Fire Department, we may have a record of that person.
Right. The fire department's been around pretty much as long as the city, right?
The fire department's been around since 1879. You know, we've only been around since 2004. So actually, we were contacted by the fire department because they wanted to partner up with us. And so I said, yeah, go ahead and do it because I think we have a lot to offer. the public.
Michael Kish, AI Minneapolis president. So tonight we are actually kicking off and doing a formal happy hour to recognize some of the venues that have signed up to participate, as well as some of the sponsors that are helping make this thing a reality. I think AIAR membership and really the value that the design community brings to shaping our community, not only holding on to stories of the past, but positioning the city for success in the future and how it evolves, it really does help shape not only our community, but the city in general, in a way that people can connect to.
Cindy Brixen from Gethsemane.
Sarah Brixen from Gethsemane.
Gethsemane is going to be one of the venues that is part of the celebration.
Well, so we're part of a really historical parish, and it's very important for us to keep showing ourselves and showing our value to the community in the modern times as well, especially being a church and trying to keep up and show people what we have to give them, even today.
Diversity really is alive and well in downtown Minneapolis, on every street corner. You know, come on down.
I go to school in Iowa, so even just the stark difference between the cornfields and the Twin Cities metropolitan area, it's a safe haven. It really is somewhere to be able to be yourself 100% and live safely and live authentically.
Our congregation is welcoming and affirming, and it's part of our mission to be relevant, but also culturally relevant. So if you're looking for something within the Christian church, if that's your way, you would be more than welcome to stop in. We'd love to meet you.
Dan Nelson.
And Tom Newton.
Knock Inc.
We're here to partake in all of the great things happening in the community. Knock is a full service, full experience creative agency in our 18th year, founded by Lily Hall. I think Minneapolis and St. Paul are a well-hidden secret for people that have never spent much time here. I mean, when you think about what we have with art and music and just how beautiful even the middle of the winter is, but how active this city is. We've got a lot of great things happening here.
Like Tom said, we're full experience. We're also a company that participates a lot in the community, which I really appreciate. Lily Hall is a very generous, very gracious person, and I am very honored to work there.
We get involved in many things in the community. We support a lot of amazing initiatives. We're connected to the University of Minnesota as alums in the Carlson School. We host STEM projects, and we're about diversity and inclusion. We host a number of events throughout the year, but for us, it's systemic. We give a lot back to the community. Something we don't necessarily talk about a lot. It's just something that we do.
Yeah, we do a lot with the Children's Theater Company for many years. They're a super great organization. JDRF, yeah.
Organizations that we give to and support.
Chris McCollum, the Hennepin History Museum. The building itself is an old mansion in the Washburn Fair Oaks neighborhood district, a historic district. Crosby's lived there, Pillsbury's lived there, and this mansion's called the Christian Mansion, constructed by George C. Christian. He got his money through milling as well. Retired, I think, about age 38, so he did well for himself in that district. But basically what we do, we took over the house in 1938, and we are the County Historical Society for Hennepin County, is our broad mission, anyway. Yeah, we saw this opportunity. We think it's really great for all these different organizations to have a chance to be on the same register together. And for us, it's actually the same day as our open house for all our members, so we just figured it would work out very nicely with the two things. So, yeah, we're hoping it's going to be really exciting and bring a lot of new people in. You can go to hennepinhistory.org, and you can check us out. If you're ever at MIA, Minneapolis Institute of Art, we're right across the street from them.
Shannon Leach.
Jake Henke.
We're with Izzy's Ice Cream.
We're a local ice cream company that deals in super premium ice cream, and we're really happy to be at this type of event and generally just share the product that we make with the Twin Cities area. I mean, the Minneapolis location, when it was founded, was sort of an interesting case in terms of like an architectural building, and we like to think that Izzy's is a bit of a cultural landmark in the Twin Cities area, just in terms of the product that we're sharing and everything. So we definitely are thrilled to sort of be a part of this event and moving forward. Any events in the Twin Cities area?
Go to our website, izzysicecream.com, and we are actually growing our wholesale division as well. So hopefully you'll see Izzy's in a bunch of grocery stores and markets all over the region and maybe the nation soon.
Deanna Sheely from Minneapolis College. Our new name really represents the transformational experiences that our students and staff and faculty are all experiencing on our campus because of all of the educational programs and really innovative technologies and programs that are happening there. Yeah, we have a really huge focus on our equity and inclusion division, and welcoming students wherever they are in their academic rigor, wherever they are in their home life. We have all sorts of services and supports to help students achieve their educational goals, regardless of what they're dealing with. Well, I'm excited to be a part of Doors Open because we want people to come to our campus and see the amazing things happening there.
Josh Campbell. I am a producer with Scott Mayer on Doors Open Minneapolis.
And so you just said a few words for the crowd, people probably here in the background here. What were some of the things that you wanted people to know about this project?
It's a great event, and we have over 115 venues, so we're coordinating all of that. But with those 115 venues, we need people to volunteer to staff this. What we're trying to provide for each of the venues is two people on site both of these days to help out, to be greeters, to kind of represent Doors Open Minneapolis and give a help out to these venues. So you get to choose your venue for a four-hour shift. And you can sign up on our webpage, and we need over 900 volunteers. It's a great way to tell the story of the city. This is a great way to get out there. Any volunteers that I've talked to so far are excited because it's just a way to give back to the city, and also to sneak in and be a spy and get to see the inside of some of these venues that they don't normally get to see. And that's really, you know what, people are nosy. And people want to see the inside of these venues. So you get to pick what you want to see, and you get to go in and see it.
Thank you so much for your time, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
Scott Mayer. I'm the originator of the project. So
I've heard from a few people. This is your idea, pretty much.
It was.
And what would you like people to know about the project?
Well, I think what's going to be great is that people are going to learn and experience the city in a totally new way. There's so many buildings that I know I go by every day and always think, I wonder what goes on in that building. Well, now you're going to be able to find out, because if you're at all nosy, you'll have the opportunity to check these buildings out. They're going to be opening the doors for you. They're going to be allowing you to experience the building in a totally different way, which is going to be a great opportunity.
And along with the opportunity to visit the buildings, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on that weekend.
There is. We're working on this in conjunction with Artaworl and Explore Downtown Living. So there's going to be lots of restaurant promotions. There's going to be live entertainment. There's going to be kid-friendly activities. So a lot of stuff happening. You just want to get out of the house, get out of the apartment, and have a good time.
Yeah, and there's lots of ways to volunteer and contribute to the effort, too.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. If you go to doorsopenminneapolis.com, you can sign up to volunteer. And there's some really cool incentives to get you to volunteer, so check it out.
TC Pride Podcast, we are on location at the Women's Club in Minneapolis, and I'm here with
Jacob Fry, Mayor of Minneapolis. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Mayor, thanks for being on the podcast. Why are we here tonight?
We are here tonight to kick off Doors Open, which is a celebration of civic pride here in Minneapolis, where we're going to quite literally open the doors to that building, whatever it is that you have been driving by or walking by on a regular basis. It could be City Hall, it could be the Scottish Rite Building, it could be some business downtown, who knows, you know, but we're opening the doors and making sure that people can see the stories of our city.
And so today is all about celebrating all of the awesome places in Minneapolis, but of course I think everyone here tonight would agree that the one thing that makes Minneapolis truly special is diversity and its people.
That's right.
And you know, I know the city of Minneapolis is always out there leading the charge and making sure that everyone feels welcome at every one of those awesome places we're here to celebrate tonight. And I know you've been working hard to make sure that we continue that tradition.
You better believe it. Well, we're doing a whole lot of work around economic inclusion right now, making sure that the people who benefit from growth of our economy, you know, we're not agnostic about who it is. You know, and we need to make sure that the precision of our solutions match the precision of the harm that was initially inflicted. And at times that harm was precise. And so, but with Doors Open in particular, we're making sure that throughout the city, we're highlighting buildings and people and culture and things that highlight that which sets Minneapolis apart. And you know, there's some really beautiful stories to tell, and by opening the doors we can make sure that they're heard. Yeah, Minneapolis is the best city in the entire world, obviously, and I'm honored to be the mayor, and I'm honored to work with extraordinary people like you, my man.
Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Appreciate your time and good luck.
Appreciate you.
Grace Stewart.
Christina Bush. So we are interning with Thunheim, and they are handling the PR and communications efforts for Doors Open.
Thunheim is mainly a public policy firm,
And so we are handling like the public image of doors open in the launch and working with the mayor's office closely. So it's a lot of fun. I think it's really important that this event is honoring the tradition of Minnesota, both the new and the old, because the Somali History Museum of Minnesota is one of the buildings, as well as the American Indian Institute. And I think that's both, they're both a really important part of Minnesota history, and I'm happy to see that that's being talked about.
There's a lot of rich diversity in the city itself, and I really think that opening the doors and really providing those opportunities and having these conversations is a really big thing, and I'm very happy to see that happen.
Christy Anderson, I'm with the United States Postal Service. I myself am a Minneapolis transport recently from Kansas City, and so coming here, and it's a little overwhelming when you're in a new city especially, but you have so many incredible buildings and so much history and the architecture and everything else. It's nice that we're doing this so that we can let people know what we're all about.
Amy Carlson.
I'm with Hennepin Healthcare Foundation supporting HCMC. Well, we're going to feature our new clinic and specialty center that opened up last year between Park, between 9th and 8th Street. It's that seven-story clinic that has over 600 pieces of local art, and we're really excited to show that during Doors Open Minneapolis. We care for everyone regardless of their financial status, their insurance status. We're really proud of our clinic. It's well-deserved for our patient population, and we hope everyone has a chance to come in and see it. You don't need a clinic appointment. Come in during Doors Open Minneapolis, see the art, see the space, and how we could be your care provider.
Christine Schweitzer.
John Quincy.
Our nonprofit, Youth Link, is a site. We are a nonprofit that serves youth experiencing homelessness ages 16 to 24.
I've most recently served on the Minneapolis City Council for two terms, but I have a 25-year history of working on homeless issues, affordable housing, working in neighborhoods and schools. It's been a terrific experience living in Minneapolis.
Well, we're excited for Youth Link to be included as a site because it's an opportunity for the community and for folks who have never been acquainted with our nonprofit to come into our building, see our new beautifully renovated space, and learn about the impacts of our work.
And I think YouthLink is a perfect example of telling Minneapolis's story, recognizing an issue and the community surrounding it with opportunities to see what's being built, to make in service of others, and opening our doors to make sure everybody can see what's happening inside. A look behind the curtain is what everybody's interested in seeing.
Tracy Wesley. We'll be having, of course, the open door, and we're with Estes Funeral Home, and we'll be showcasing our brand new funeral facility in North Minneapolis.
What can you tell me about the building?
It is a brand new state-of-the-art building. We're able to do a lot of things by way of webcasting funerals that people are, if they're unable to come to funerals, they're able to see them. I mean, it gives us a more of a nice down-home feeling for people at the funeral home so they don't feel just so overwhelmed by a death that has occurred. So we want to try to make it a more comfortable and a more inviting environment. You know, living in North Minneapolis, there's a dynamic change in the culture of the community. So it was predominantly, it seemed to be an African-American community, but now it seems to be people from all walks of life moving into that area. And so it's very happy to see this. I'm also very happy that we will be advertising in Lavender Magazine very soon, too. I've been dealing with an executive with the magazine because we want to be able to serve any and all cultures. So that's what our goal is.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck with the new building and your business.
Thank you so much.
Tori Hansen, Hands On Twin Cities. We are helping to coordinate the volunteer opportunities for Doors Open, and every site is going to need volunteers, so there's over 1,000 volunteer opportunities. And you can sign up on our website and just be a part of this really awesome day. We're the Volunteer Resource Center of the Twin Cities, so our mission is to connect volunteers to volunteer opportunities.
And I understand there's some big things happening this year with Hands On?
There are. We're turning 100 years old. We're the oldest surviving volunteer resource center in the country. We're one of the top metro areas for volunteerism, and we're so proud of that fact. We have amazing companies who support volunteerism. We have amazing nonprofits here in town. It's just an incredible place to be when you want to volunteer and support some really amazing work.
Sheila Delaney with Westminster Presbyterian Church. We are very excited. We have an open doors policy every day of the week. However, we're really excited to invite people in on this day to be part of the community.
There you go. So 365, you guys are doing the open doors thing.
Yes, we are always open. We have an expansion that opened last year in January, and the vision was entitled Open Doors, Open Futures. So Westminster has been a presence in the city since the 1850s. And so what we wanted to do is increase our ability to have a convening space, gathering space for the city. So obviously we would participate in this project. We have open workspace. We have Wi-Fi for anybody. Walk in and get a cup of coffee, do your work. We also have amazing worship services on Sundays, in the morning and noon and in the evening. And also that we do a tremendous amount of mission work based on social justice. WestminsterMPLS.org.
Mark Remy with the Minneapolis Downtown Council. The Minneapolis Downtown Council is a business advocacy organization downtown. We have 450 different members of all sizes that are a part of really kind of business advocacy, making downtown a strong place to live, work, play, and explore. And so we're really excited to be here a part of Doors Open. I think it's going to be a great opportunity to really showcase the vibrancy of downtown. We have so many people of all walks of life that are in downtown. It's an opportunity for people to really come together and enjoy the vibrancy and the excitement of everything that we have to offer. You know, we do Aquatennial, we do Holidazzle, so we do major events. 6,000 businesses downtown. We have a great cross-sector of people that come in every day. Millions of people visit us. And so, it's just a really great place and a great time to be a part of our downtown community.
And along with all the buildings that are going to be open as part of the Doors Open program, you guys are actually doing something specific that weekend as well.
Yeah, so Explore Downtown Living happens during the same weekend on Saturday, May 18th. And just like Doors Open is such a great opportunity to see a lot of the different architecture and buildings that are a part of downtown. Explore Downtown Living does kind of the same thing. It's kind of a free a la carte tour where usually about 20 to 25 residential communities open their doors to really showcase the lifestyle of downtown. So anywhere from North Loop and Loring Park to the Central Core to Easttown, there are different areas and different residential properties that will actually open their doors so you can see the residential units, you can see kind of the party spaces, the roof decks, all those different things. So as you're going around to Doors Open, look for the Explore Downtown Living spots and you can kind of get the residential opportunity as well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Good luck with everything.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Claire Vanderegg.
Andrew Yarish.
Preserve Minneapolis.
We are involved with this event on a very interesting level. We're helping to tell the stories of historic buildings in the city for Doors Open.
Well, we're a volunteer-run organization. We're the only citywide organization that specializes in heritage preservation advocacy. And we offer tons of different tours and opportunities to interact with historic resources around the city.
So it's all about recognizing the value in historic spaces in our communities that tell the history of where we came from and where we are today and how we interact with that and make it a part of our future. So it's not just the backdrop to what we're doing every day. It's also like how we see ourselves and understand who we are in this city.
We're making inroads in all of our communities throughout the city of Minneapolis in order to try to tell the stories of the people that created this space as well as the people that are actively creating it and the people that will continue to create it in the future. That's the hope. Check us out on Facebook. It's Preserve Minneapolis, and you can follow us on Instagram as well on Preserve Minneapolis.
Sheila Thelman, United Properties. We are one of the main sponsors of Doors Open Minneapolis. It's a great new event that will shine a spotlight on all of the great venues that are available in the Twin Cities and in downtown Minneapolis. So we will be open with the Nordic in the North Loop and the Kickernick, which is a building we've just brought back, restored to kind of its original splendor. So the Kickernick has been around for more than 100 years, and some of that kind of brick and timber construction doesn't happen anymore. People over the years have added drop ceilings and other things and have covered up all of that original detail. So we were delighted to be able to bring that back to its original look and feel, which is very appealing to today's office owners.
I'm Mary Kate Carsey with Arts Inc. Arts Inc. is lucky enough to be creating the guidebook for the Open Doors Minneapolis event. So we will be
helping create and design and take advertising space for the program that's going to be distributed in the Star Tribune as well as the New York Times, and will be handed out at the event itself in the venues that are participating. We are Minneapolis, and I think that we have a city to be proud of and buildings that should be showcased. And we're at the Women's Club right now, and I just was on a tour with the event manager learning things I had never learned by this building that I've walked by a million times. So I'm super excited to visit like First Ave and all these other venues that are opening their doors. I think it's really cool. I think that's the terms they're using, open doors, could maybe mean more than just physically opening these venue doors, but saying everyone off the street, if you're in Minneapolis, if you're in the burbs, if you're in Wisconsin and want to learn more about Minneapolis, I think we're a very inclusive, very welcoming community to everyone. I think that we all take a big amount of pride in that in Minneapolis, and our arts organizations especially have been always really welcoming to every community I could think of, and they're all opening their doors this weekend.
Tyler Anderson.
And Jane McMonigal.
Lenstrom Performing Arts Center.
Well, we're here to find out more about Open Door Minneapolis and how exciting it's going to be for the weekend of the 18th. We're really excited about how our space is going to be welcomed and how we're going to bring people in, and we can't wait to kind of make it happen.
The arts is definitely very important in Minneapolis, and Lenstrom has a rich history of arts with Dorothy Lenstrom, who when did Dorothy open her school?
1922.
So we've been around.
It's like almost 100. I'm not very good at math, but that's like almost 100 years ago.
That's amazing, right? I mean, who's been around for 100? That's so great. So Lenstrom, in its essence, has been around for a very long time and doing very positive things, especially in the north side of Minneapolis, and just making sure people understand family values, people understand the opportunities and what's inside of them and what they're capable of, and that's really what we strive for, yeah.
Well, we teach dance, voice, and drama to kids of all ages from 3 years old, we say to 103, because we have a tap class for adults. And I guess it's so, the diversity part of it, it just happens. We love Lenstrom because kids come from all over and they instantly feel part of our family.
Sounds like you embrace that philosophy of doors open like all year round.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our doors are open to anyone who wants to come and participate, young and old, any economic situation that you're in. We always try to make sure and help to make sure that anyone in any situation can afford to have world-class education in theater, but in just being a human being,
Lundstrom.org, and that's LUNDSTRUM.org.
Kate Buckley.
Cindy Iverson.
Jones Harrison.
Jones Harrison is a senior living residence located in Minneapolis. We have been around for 131 years, which is why we are part of Doors Open. Our architecture isn't quite that old anymore, but we have been there serving our elders all that time. We have been a welcoming community for many years. We have been a participant in Pride, in the Golden Valley Pride. We will be at the Opportunity Conference coming up. So we want people to know, we are located very close to the Uptown area, but that is something that we've invested in, trained our personnel. We feel it's very important to be all-inclusive, and so that is something we will also be highlighting at Open Doors.
JonesHarrison.org.
Kyle Slick. I'm an event manager here at the Women's Club. Yeah, so every Pride weekend, we do an event every year. We have a very strong base of members that are very active in the LGBT community. We have our members, they'll come here for a dance, a celebration, and they go to our rooftop to watch the fireworks in Loring Park. So it's mostly just kind of it's what Pride's about, is a celebration. The Women's Club was founded at its base was in inclusivity. So back when it was started was at a time when women weren't allowed at a lot of other clubs. Some would say that it was kind of to snub their nose to all the clubs that only allowed men, and they said, well, we'll start our own place. So it has been, has a strong history of diversity and being very progressive and forward-thinking. Our members, currently the big philanthropic focus, for example, like MCTC, Minneapolis Community Technical College, they fund a scholarship for women to go to school there. So that's a big focus that we do at our gala every single year. The club has been here since 1928. We don't I feel like it's this hidden gem that people don't know about. It's a beautiful space. It's got an amazing history. I think it's so awesome to be part of an organization that has always seemed to be so far ahead of its time, and I think it continues to do so today.
Manilan Huol.
Manilan, good to see you again. It's been a little while.
Absolutely, it has been, yeah.
And how are you involved in the event tonight?
Yeah, so, Scott Mayer, who's kind of the founder of Doors Open Minneapolis, has been a friend of mine. He reached out, and I recently said I will assist, and then I've joined the marketing committee and have kind of helped put together the kickoff, the inaugural kickoff to Doors Open Minneapolis and here in the Twin Cities.
Maybe you can remind folks a little bit about sort of what you do on like a statewide level even.
Yeah, so on a statewide level, I obviously work with the Democratic Party, but then I also work with a lot of nonprofit stakeholders trying to figure out how do we leverage power and grow and support the work that we want to do. So whether that is serving the communities that we come from, the LGBT community, communities of color, I come from foster care and youth, and so disadvantaged communities or what are often referred to as marginalized communities or communities on the margins, how do we bring them together and create a cohesive vision? That's what I work on, and that's the type of work that I do to bring everyone together.
That's right. So we talked about, you know, the event is called Doors Open, and it's they're literally opening the doors to a lot of the buildings of the city, but it's also symbolic in a lot of ways, letting people know that they're welcome, not just this one week in a year, but 365.
Absolutely. You know, the thing that excited me about this project and this event, this nonprofit, is that we are bringing corporate entities with nonprofit entities and entities and organizations that serve every single aspect that is Minneapolis. We are, campaigned on One Minnesota. This vision of Doors Open Minneapolis is envisioning one Minneapolis where no matter who you are, what you do for work, you have a door here that you can open, and there will be people there to greet you and to be there for you and to tell you the history and exhibit the rich vibrancy that is our city.
And being involved on a statewide level with politics the way you are, I'm sure you'd like people to know that there are a couple of things that they can do to make sure that Minneapolis stays the vibrant, diverse, inclusive city that it is that we'll be showing off the weekend of Doors Open.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest thing we want to talk about the diversity and inclusivity, more importantly, in Minneapolis, is we need to show up and we need to support the organizations and businesses that work and thrive here. The reason that the Minneapolis model works is because people show up. And so if we're not showing up as a community, we're not supporting our community. And so when we look down the street and we see a neighbor, we need to show up for that neighbor. And these are the businesses and the doors that are opening up and saying, come, be a part of our vision, be a part of our mission to ensure that our region, that our city, that our region, and that our state is vibrant and beautiful and empowers every single person that lives here and calls Minneapolis home. And I think that is the first step, not the second or the third, but the first step. And so many more of us can do that. And we're going to be inviting the entire region to do that with Doors Open Minneapolis in May.
And along with these businesses and buildings opening their doors, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on that weekend.
Yeah, so we've partnered with like Art of World and an organization that deals with like downtown living to really highlight and bring in why Minneapolis is as vibrant as it is. It's not just our businesses. It's the organizations that create housing. It's the organizations that create the art culture that is Minneapolis, this urban, infused culture of diversity and inclusion that is sparking a renaissance. You know, Minneapolis is truly, honestly, living not only as an artistic world, but as a culinary world, we're growing. And as businesses, we're growing. And in housing, we're growing. That is what Minneapolis is. And that is something that Doors Open Minneapolis strives for. So as an organization, as a movement, that is something that I really hope that we grow in the next coming years. And I really hope as in our inaugural year that we succeed as Doors Open Minneapolis.
It's more than one week, and it's a movement. And how can people get involved in this movement?
Yeah, go to doorsopenminneapolis.com or tweet us at doorsopenminneapolis. The hashtag is DoMPLS. Get involved, follow us on Instagram, get engaged. Share with us why you love Minneapolis. Share with us why this city represents who you are and who we are as a community. And let's bring this vibrancy to a forefront and share it with the world.
Thanks so much, Manny. Thank you for all the work you do. We'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ryan. I really appreciate it.
TC Pride Podcast is a production of The Non-Pod. nonprofit podcast community, and Twin Cities Pride. Subscribe now on iTunes, on Android, or by email at tcpridepodcast.org. Because we're in this together. Nonpod turns your email newsletter, blog, or video content into a more powerful, more personal,
more intimate,
on-demand listening experience. Your podcast.
Your story.
Your voice. Simplified. Amplified. Learn more now at nonpod.com.